All right, call this meeting to order if we'd all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You remain standing, Pastor Smith. Give the invocation, please.
Oh Lord, we come before you tonight with love in our hearts for our community, and we pray that as that love grows, our ability to serve it and all of its citizens will grow as well. Bless this council and the mayor and all of the city employees as they go about the business of the city, both tonight and each and every day. Help us, Lord, to reflect well on you and on one another as we do our business and live our lives. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Be seated. If clerk, if you can call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark is absent. Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Paschal.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Lee Ferry.
Here. Okay. Having a quorum, we'll move on. Everyone's looked at the minutes in the last meeting. If we have a motion to approve the minutes, please.
So
moved. Motion by Alderman John. A second, please.
I'll second that.
Second Alderman Kendall. Thank you. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Ms. Goddard, do you have a clerk's report?
No. I sent copies of everything out about the Fright Night for the Lutheran Chamber Halloween. And Kim will give an update on the Wiener Roast. So, no, I don't have anything else.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Treasurer Brown, do we have a treasurer's report?
Nope, not this time.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Engineer's report, we don't have an engineer this evening. Do we have any public comments and petitions? Tina?
Be me, I guess.
Tina Henderson wants to discuss a Christmas shopping day.
A Christmas, I don't know what we really want to call it, but Kenny and I kind of wanted to get together. He's working on the memorial trees for Porter Park. I would like to do a vendor show at the visitor center that day, charge like $25 per booth, and those proceeds go to, we have to decide that, but like the food pantry or the backpack program or something to benefit the community. That's just kind of a starting point. I would like to see us have a huge Christmas walk, holiday celebration, I don't know what you would call it. But I would like to see this grow every year to where we were doing so much more at Christmas time. I'm open to any ideas and suggestions and whatever, but I think we kind of decided on, we're thinking December 4th for our date.
Okay.
Is that for the trees too? Okay, awesome. I know I talked to Kenny and them the other day about if we do it.
Does that still work for you?
Yeah, that as far as I know. That's what I wanted, just time frame, and that way I thought up in the park and make a big thing of it, and I can set up, play some Christmas music, and while they're decorating the trees, and we can have, you know, hot chocolate and whatever, you know, hot dogs or something.
And I talked to a couple of the ladies at the Presbyterian Church last week about maybe them doing some type of a soup luncheon or something that day, so I've got to get back with them. But yeah, I would love to see this become a huge... We have a Hallmark movie downtown. I mean, our main street and our parks is a Hallmark movie. So why not create one for our town? That's kind of that's my thoughts on it.
Sure.
All it takes is people. Get them interested. Yeah. That's a wonderful idea. Wonderful idea.
Do you want people to contact you with ideas or what?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Something you might consider is having gifts available that children can buy or their parents, grandparents, siblings, whatever, that's $5.
Right. And then I'd probably get a hold of Bill Breckenridge and see if he'd donate his Santa services for a couple hours. I would like to get all the businesses in town involved in some way, shape, or form. So,
if you... talking about on that day, do we know when the Christmas parade is? Are they doing a Christmas parade this year?
They're not doing a Christmas parade.
They're not doing it? Okay. I was approached by the Archdales, and they were asking me about doing, they're going to do, I think, Cuba or someplace else, but they're going to have their horses. with a trailer and haul like Santa Claus and that. But maybe the December the 4th might be a good thing if we could get them in town that evening. And even if it wasn't Santa Claus, if maybe they would just come in town and maybe, you know, take people for rides or something that with a horse-drawn. So I'll talk to them.
Okay, that'd
be awesome. I'll let them know the 4th and see if they'd be interested. Since there's no parade, I'll see if they'd be interested in doing that. So.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Okay.
They did that a couple years ago, too, didn't they?
Yeah, I think, yeah. It's been
like
a while.
A blacksmith shop or something?
Yep. I'll see if they want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you need anything from this council?
No, as long as I can use the visitor center and everything, that's it.
One other question. Are you going to have, like, when it gets a little closer, maybe a meeting where get everybody together?
Yes,
and discuss.
Yes, we were just talking about that. Probably start the first meeting in a couple weeks to work on planning.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Just let me know and I can post stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Very good.
I want to thank the City of Lewiston for blocking off the road and bringing the picnic tables and stuff for the fundraiser for the Humane Society. There were a couple comments about the barricades, but it wasn't our barricades. It was the ones around the square that some people had a problem with.
I don't think we really had many vendors up around the square, did we? They didn't stay long when they were there.
No.
They were gone the first
day.
I think
there was only one car for the car show.
Yeah. Well, first week, I think one collapsed from the rain. So
yeah,
then they all set up as a business
center. Two tents had a lot of problems from the rain.
Yeah.
Was one of them. Yeah.
But I want to thank the city for helping.
Did you guys do okay?
Not really. I mean, we still have the things up there for people to buy chances on and stuff. I don't know where the people were. I think everybody was probably just worn out from the scenic drive.
Yeah.
You know, because we had great bands there. We had 4 different bands, and
yeah,
I just don't know where people were. Yeah. But we did get a lot of dog food donations, and the 50-50 and the raffle tickets, we're still selling those. So.
Good.
All right. Thank you very much, Tina and Billy. Appreciate it. Okay, now we have committee reports. Finance Committee, Alderperson Clark is gone. Sewer, Mr. Spotlow.
Nothing all of a sudden, that's something. Yep, everything is going good at the
right.
Wastewater.
That's what we like to hear. Streets and Alleys, Mr. Miller.
I don't have anything. Everything is in Evan's report, and they're still, I mean, everything looks good. And I've had a lot of praises. People stop me and tell me to pass it on, but the streets and everything look good. So
yeah, I hear him too. So all right, police and ESDA, Mr. Ward.
One thing I have to report is we're losing some officers, taking applications.
Mm-hmm. Are the applications going okay? Has there been?
I don't.
Nice. Still struggle.
No. Yeah.
It's like, I mean, but it's not just here, it's every place without the same.
We got a couple part-time applicants. They're both pretty good guys. I mean, if it'll be a training issue for one. He doesn't want to miss work to do the training. He wants to do it online or in the evenings, and we don't know if we can do that, so
yeah.
Hopefully they'll work with him.
Yeah. So. I don't think in that line, I don't think things are going to get much easier either, so.
No, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. So we'll get through it.
Yep.
We'll get through it. We got plenty of people willing to help out.
Yep.
All right. There's water. No, water. Mr. Miller.
Like I said, everything is in Evan's report, so.
All right, good. Alderman Kelly's absent. Tourism. Alderperson Kim.
Oh, tourism. Oh, I get to talk.
I wasn't going to interrupt. No, she was busy. I wasn't going
to
interrupt. No.
She's already mentioned Fright Night, but our Wiener Roses changed to the Ratfoot Park, but still on the 23rd. And I'm thinking if we can get the word out with people to bring lawn chairs. I went down there, and that's a nice place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's just, I'm thinking we don't have enough picnic tables. If people brought lawn chairs to sit around, Or do you get like straw or something? But I hate to.
I just do have to bring a lunch here. Lunch, yeah.
I'll send a note out too, a reminder. Uh-huh. And I forgot there's electricity down there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And water. So.
Water and a bathroom.
That's a plus.
Other than that, I can't think of anything. Well, I want to get together with Michelle, Karen, and just make sure we all have the same page.
Yeah, and we'll have to get together anyway to fix the candy bags and stuff.
Again, the biggest thing is volunteers, people to come and help. Yeah. There's always room.
And we've got an excellent result on the donations. No one has told me no, but I had to make myself stop because I'm just doing a wiener.
Put it in the shoebox. We'll find something else to do. Maybe her Christmas thing. You know?
Yes.
Maybe her Christmas thing. You know. Mm-hmm. Once we wiener rest is over, if you have money left over.
Yeah.
That might be the thing to do.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Kim. TIF Committee, Mr. Spotlow.
Nothing to report.
All right. Citizens Committee, and Amanda's absent also.
Yeah. She did send an agenda.
Oh, she, yeah. Yeah.
She sent me a copy of the agenda for tomorrow night. I guess she wanted me to read it. I wasn't quite sure. But, she'll be at the Visitor Center at 6 tomorrow night. It starts at 6:30 for the town hall meeting. She thought divide into small groups and then brainstorm and for like 15 minutes. And then she was going to have like an open discussion. So she kind of got broke down. So that's kind of what she's thinking tomorrow night.
All right. Yes, and I encourage everyone to attend. Bring your ideas. Bring your friends. Bring whoever has ideas.
Question: do you think she's going to need a sound system up there, or is just going to be able to just talk without it?
I think she can just talk.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah,
the room's not that big.
I think so too. She notified like all the businesses, didn't she? And
as far as I know, she sent me a list. Kind of who she was going to contact. So
did you guys get notified, Billy? Did you get notification?
But I already knew about it, so I'm okay.
Oh, I'm right. I mean, I'm just wondering if she went around.
Yeah. Really good job of keeping it out there on Facebook.
Right. No, I mean, I know that's covered. I never see that, so I don't.
So, as far as I know, I'll check with her tomorrow and see if there's anybody she wants me to try to get a hold of. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd like to see, like, Gary and Tara Pratt. I mean, they have property there, and I was going to go down and see them tomorrow, so I have to invite them, so, and everybody.
Pass the word on if you see somebody that's got a business. Find out if they heard, make sure they heard about it.
So, all right, Christmas Committee, Mr. Hickey.
I wasn't prepared for this.
Mrs. Hickey. Mrs. Hickey, take care of him.
We managed to get 30 trees at a discounted price through Farm King in Canton, Illinois. I met with Evan and Brian Wickard up to the park here a month or so ago, and Evan was showing Brian where we needed electricity, and Evan's got some good ideas how to incorporate these trees with what he's already got up there, so it should look pretty good, I'm thinking. We also got the courthouse lawn between 15-15, something like that, but as the days get closer, we'll figure out exactly what we're doing. And then Tina's stuff tonight, we're kind of sitting here talking about it. So we'll, like I say, we're going to have a meeting here in a week or two and just go from there.
Mm-hmm. I was telling Kenny today, I got a couple speakers that look like rocks. I don't know how loud they are. I haven't taken them out of the box yet, but I thought that'd be cool to put in those Christmas trees and play music if we can do it all the time.
Do it all the time.
But I don't know how to feed the music to them. I'm not. I can get my music to play off my phone on my speakers, and that's about it.
Probably need Kindle's expertise there.
Anyway, I thought that'd be cool if people could hear music.
I think it would play it all the time. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. All the time.
While we're on it, is the carillon still at the church, or is that gone years ago, or do you remember it?
Well, I don't know anything about it. I think that's years ago.
Okay.
And if it was in that bell tower, it probably got water damaged before they fixed that.
Okay. Because I know they used to have carillon, and somebody said something about music, and I said, used to years ago, the Methodist Church had carillon, and they played Christmas music at Christmas time, and other parts of the season they play other stuff, and that just on the chimes and that. So
I'm afraid that was a victim of the roof on that bell tower.
Okay.
I was in Jacksonville too a few summers ago, and they have music playing all the time on their square.
Yeah.
I think it's just a radio station, but I mean, they play a lot of music. I thought that was cool. Mm-hmm. So, all right, thank you to Mr. and Mrs. Hickey. Glad to see you here tonight.
Appreciate it.
All right, public works report. We get to hear from Evan. He's got a written report this time, which is always good. Anything to add to that, Evan?
No, I added I don't remember if I gave you guys more sheets last time than this one. I gave you guys my water cover sheet, so you can see last month's total usage to this month's. And then I actually gave you guys a copy of monthly water loss, just so you can see it's still in the teens, so we're rolling good there. We're not at that 30-40% anymore, so that's always a positive for us. And then there's another sheet that's got pump water daily, metered. The meter that isn't 100% accurate, as you know, like all the big meters, none of those are installed. But that gives me a better idea of what's going on, so I can spot a leak somewhere by seeing an average of what we got daily now, you know. So just so you guys can see what put together to try to help track in some water loss, if there is any or possible water main break that we can see. Have to go look for it.
All right. Thank you very much, Evan. Very good. All right, moving on to unfinished business. Talking about the final plans for the community wiener roast. We discussed that a little bit, Kim. Do we have anything more that we need to do?
We've done that.
We've done everything we need to do as a council. Okay. Next, the Ameren Electric Franchise Agreement. Mr. Collins is still ironing out details, gathering information, so we're going to need to table that until next meeting. That is the...
Is that both of them?
Both of them, yes, electric and gas.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that the next meeting.
They're going to shut us off, are they?
No.
We got generators.
Just kidding.
All right, moving on to new business. Our 2021-2022 risk management policy renewal. We need to take some action on that. Cindy, do you have any information?
Yeah, accept the bill to pay it. It did go up, and I called in to see why. And so, mostly because, let me find the paper here. It says it's attributed to an increase in property rates, and most of it is the law enforcement liability rates went up tremendously. So,
imagine that.
Yeah, and then we've also had to add cyber coverage, so that's another addition. So, really, people want to break into computer systems. So it actually went up like $7,000 for the year.
So what's the total of the bill?
Yeah, so the total is like $90,000 now. That covers, you know, all the work comp and all the buildings and all the our vehicle insurance, all the vehicles. There's a plan that covers the aldermen. There's it covers pretty much everything. Anything and everything.
Is that still through Snedeker's?
Yeah, still Snedeker's down to Vanna.
Okay.
And they're so good to work with. I just, you know, when we had that shooting, I called and they're like, we're already on it, we've got it started, you know, it's, I said Evan sprained his ankle and he's like, just fill out a couple papers, send them down to me and we'll take care of it. I'm like, okay.
Right.
So they're real good to work with. Okay. So right. I just need the okay to pay it.
The total annual premium is $90,596.
Yeah.
So.
And I usually break that up into, that gives us options if we want to pay it all at once or quarterly, and I usually pay it in two payments.
I move to approve the 21-22 policy renewal for Illinois Risk Management.
Second.
Motion by Kendall, second by John. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Looks like that's all we have. We have everyone looked at the bills.
Everybody,
any questions?
Everybody had
them. Okay. Any questions on the bills, comments?
No.
Okay, if we have no discussion, have a motion to approve the bills.
So moved.
Motion by Brad.
Second.
Second by Kim. Roll call vote.
Alderperson Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. We don't have any other business. Anybody have anything to add? Okay, so I got a motion to adjourn. Hold a minute.
I'll move to adjourn.
There you go. Motion to meeting adjourned. Have a good night, everyone. Thank you.